Looks like oat milk is hot. Plant-based milk is on a path to eventually get at least half the Australian cafe market, we're told, with data overnight. In other words, it'll match cow's milk. It's gone from 0.2% to 20% and climbing. So is that happening here? Otis Oat Milk co-founder Chris Wilkie's with us. Chris, morning.
Oh, good morning, Mike.
Is oat milk a cafe thing as opposed to a home thing?
It certainly started in the cafes. That's what we saw here in New Zealand. But it's now on the supermarket shelves, and it's the fastest growing grocery product as well.
Wow. So what sort of growth are you seeing?
We're looking at over 200% growth as a category. Personally, as a company, we're up around 300, 350. So it's exploding, basically.
And that won't continue forever. So how do you see it tracking out?
Look, that article and that you reference is really consistent with what we're seeing in overseas markets like Europe and North America, seems to be doubling year on year, and we think that will continue for a while. And yeah, we hope to one day to pair up with how cow's milk is doing.
Is it a taste or a plant based, you know, let's save the world thing?
So I reckon there's three main reasons. And the first and foremost is it's a really healthy product. So oat milk that's made well has this thing called beta-glucans in it, and that's good for lowering cholesterol and really good for gut health. But second, as you pointed out, is that it's categorically better for the environment. But the last, and this is the real kicker, is it's bloody delicious. So when people realise that they can do something that's healthy and good for the planet,
right,
and it tastes great, your way.
Is that why plant-based milk is working, but plant-based meat isn't? Because when you taste the meat, it's not real, it's not the same, whereas milk seems to, you argue, I don't drink milk, but you're arguing it tastes good, so if it tastes good, people will buy it.
Yeah, I think if you can make it so people are able to substitute something that they believe and they're motivated to do something positive for the environment, but it doesn't feel like a sacrifice because it's not. And I'm not a big plant-based meat either, but I think that's still got a ways to go.
Okay, it's good on the wand though. All the baristas tell me
the
good on the wand.
This is why it started in the cafes. Yeah. It's also got a really neutral flavour profile versus some of the other plant-based milks. So it's behind the coffee. And at the end of the day, the baristas are trying to sell coffee, not milk. So, it really works. And we're seeing it up and down the country in New Zealand that oat milk is seeming to win the day.
Tell you what, Chris, anyone who's doing 300% increases a year is a friend of mine. Go well. Appreciate it.